You couldn't ask for a better time to be a moose on Isle Royale.
That's John Vucetich. He's a population biologist and an associate professor at Michigan Technological University. He's been watching moose and wolf numbers on Isle Royale for 20 years. There are now about 1,000 moose on the island, an increase of 70% in the last 2 years. At the same time, Vucetich says wolves are at their lowest numbers since researchers began studying them more than 50 years ago.
Last time we counted them in January, this past January, they were just 8. The previous low was 9, and that was January of 2012. Looks like we've had reproduction this year in 2013, but there's a great deal of concern about whether the wolves are seriously suffering inbreeding depression at this point.
Vucetich says humans and climate change are playing a role in their decline. He says wolves should be brought to the island for genetic rescue or risk a chain reaction that could endanger the park's ecosystem. Phyllis Green is the superintendent of Isle Royale National Park. Green says the Park Service has favored letting nature take its course. But she says development pressures and climate change are prompting a nationwide conversation about species management.
We have to determine what places need to be refugia, what places can we afford to do this and have it make a significant difference.
Green says there's no clear consensus about what role humans should play, if any. She says the Park Service needs to look at the big picture while addressing the question park by park as to whether humans should intervene or leave well enough alone. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Ashland.